Today is Tuesday, June the 15th. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we talk about a little bit of horror, some Teenage Mutant Ninja update, and a graphics card. But today, we start with an article from Destructoid.com, which would be the next three articles. The House of Dead Remake Limited Edition is coming to both PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in physical form. Now, it's already out in digital form, but we're saying that this is going to come out in physical form. Okay, so now you know, now you know, now you know. So now it's out. If you're into that game, go get it. They're also saying that Final Fantasy XIV is running a free login campaign for June 2022. Now, something like a World of Warcraft has done something similar to this, trying to bring players back into the game and just to have some fun and play with some friends that they had in the game. So, once again, this is going to be very interesting to see what happens. Now, you would have to be inactive for at least 30 days. And the second provision, the login period begins 4 days, including the day on which users first log in. So, like I said, we'll see what happens here. Now, The Stalker 2 moves the game to 2023 as the dev team shares an update for what they're going through. Now, Stalker 2 is being made by developers in Ukraine. So because of that, they have, I think they pushed out to neighboring countries just to try to get the game out. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens with that one. So we shall see what happens. They did bring up the colors in the blue and yellow for their national colors, which is good. Now we go to some DualShocker updates, and maybe I'm right. Street Fighter VI did share that there is an open world part of the game. So it's not just a PvP game. It's going to be a part of their, quote, world tour. Now what the website for the game said, quote, World Tour is a completely new experience that defines general labels, carve out your own legend on the streets. So hey, there you go. Now you can go fight on the streets. DualShocker also said that Commando 3 is going to be remastered for HD and will come out on PC, console, and Game Pass this September. So that is a big update for you guys for anything World War One, I believe. And yes, since it's on Game Pass, it will have a day one access. Also, Calypso did announce that it will be bundling Commanders 2 HD Remaster and Commanders 3 HD Remaster into the Commandos Double Pack, which will be available later this year. So that should be very, very interesting indeed. Now we go to MajorNelson.com, and all that they're saying is that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge is now available for pre-order. So what you can do is you can go to the MajorNelson.com website. It'll take you to Xbox.com, and you can hit the green button and say pre-order if you want to play it. So there you have that. Major Nelson also said that the Capcom Arcade 2 Stadium Bundle number 1 is available for pre-order digital wise. This is $39.99, and it's the same thing. You can check it out on Xbox.com. The Quarry is also out now, just to give you everybody an update. It does have three different price tags to it. Xbox One goes for $60, Xbox Series X and S goes for $70, and the Deluxe Edition goes for $80. Now we end today's show, a short show, but hey, with a story from rockpapersshotgun.com. And what they are saying is that the new Intel Arc graphics card has arrived in China. So the recommended price, they're saying, is 1,030 yen, which means about $150, not accounting for regional tax. Interesting. And that really is cheap if that's the case. So hey, at least we know that these video cards are coming out, right? You know where the show's coming out on thegroupquest.com. You can find all of the Don Forge shows at thedonforge.com. This has been a Don Forge production. 2022, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. We'll see what happens with games then. But for now, go play some games, people. You deserve a mental break, as do I. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.